Hello, this is David Lewis from the Hamilton Spectator, reporting on the 2018 World Cup in Russia. It was another lacklustre showing, another performance so out of character from what everyone expects. Germany is supposed to be reigning world champions, one of the favourites to win it all this year, but for two games now have played with a perplexing lack of ruthlessness so unbecoming of the German team we've come to expect. For 94 minutes it looks as if Germany were staring down the barrel of their first group stage exit since 1938. Losing to Sweden would have been instant elimination. Drawing would have meant that they had a fighting chance if results elsewhere went their way. It just so happened that Toni Kroos had other ideas, curling a free kick into the top corner with seconds left on the clock. A moment of sheer brilliance, saving their blushes and saving a nation from going into meltdown. It provides Germany with a lifeline, an opportunity to go away and regroup, and try and come up with a reason as to why they're playing at such an underwhelming level. This will not be easy, however. For one, they are struggling to put the ball in the back of the net, and this cautiousness in front of goal is causing most of Germany's issues. They've had majority possession in both their games so far, no surprise considering Toni Kroos is running the show from midfield, but they have really struggled to create clear-cut chances and have been bizarrely open at the back to counter-attacks. This was exploited with such perplexing ease against Mexico when Irving Lozano and the rest of the forward line caused untold damage down Germany's left side for most of the game. Their backline certainly doesn't look nearly as strong as it did 4 years ago, and they're certainly missing Philipp Lahm's presence and experience in that back four. But their problems are team-wide, and Timo Werner is clearly struggling with the responsibility of leading the line for the Germans. The 22-year-old is a talented forward who many pegged to have a breakout tournament, but he's so far struggled to impose himself on games. He does most of his damage with space to either run at or behind the opposition backline, but because Germany plays such a possession-based style, he has found that space increasingly difficult to exploit. He was moved to a wider position in the second half of their game to accommodate Mario Gomez down the centre, and immediately had more success, helping set up Marco Reus's equaliser, so it'll be interesting to see how he's deployed for the third game. Germany's lack of incisiveness in the final third makes it that much more confusing why Leroy Sané was left at home. The 22-year-old winger had an excellent season at Manchester City and would have injected some necessary pace and ingenuity to a team that has looked so short of ideas on more than one occasion so far. But with Kroos's 95th minute moment of magic, Germany at least have fate in their own hands again. A win against South Korea and they will progress to the knockout stages. Draw or lose and things get far more complicated. They will then be reliant on Mexico beating Sweden, a tricky thing to rely on considering Sweden's robust defence. With no team guaranteed to qualify yet, the final round of games in Group F should be a fascinating affair, laden with caution and tension. Both matches play simultaneously on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. As for Germany, one suspects that if they do manage to claw their way out of the group stages, then the best time to knock them out of the competition will have passed by. Their ruthless efficiency is bound to show up eventually, and with a lot of the team carried on from the 2014 squad, most of them have real experience progressing through the knockout rounds. But above all, this squad is just too talented to keep playing so poorly, and the further on this competition progresses, the more likely they are to get things together, at the detriment to every other contending team. The squad aren't as strong as this 2014 version, but there's still excellence all over the pitch, and it's only a matter of time until they figure it out. We might look back at Sweden's failure to hold on Saturday as the turning point for Germany's eventual run to the final. Let's wait and see if they can get out of the group stages first. For the Hamilton Spectator, this has been David Lewis.